B-Pod Studios.
It's been brought up many times before, but when you're trying to find a reason why reports might be out there, I think the number one report, or the number one reason the report's out there, is simply because they want to drive up the price with the Phillies when they know they want to spend top dollar. You know, you can get the most for them if you just string them out just a little bit. The other reason it's out there is because I believe people just want to rip on Philly. It's a good narrative for everybody else. But when somebody else tweeted me, Angry Al is a guy that tweets me a lot, and he put it out there as well. Gabe Kapler is the reason he doesn't want to be here. But I don't think a player will look at a manager and say, no, I don't like that guy when it comes to position, because you can put that in your contract.
Yeah, that's true, too. I just felt like maybe, I don't like the way he, I saw the way he debacled last year. Maybe I could go somewhere else and, win there. I know, I realize they got all the talent in the world, but just the way they debacled, how he went from first to last pretty much. Maybe I could go somewhere else. But like I said, I don't want to talk too much baseball because my blood pressure. But then again, you mean me talking to Flyers, too, can get my blood pressure going.
Well, Pat, real quick, let me just jump in for a second. Real quick, do you think the Phillies are going to get Bryce Harper?
I don't think so. I would love to, but I just don't see it happen. I think he's going to go to the Giants. That's my opinion.
Wow. All right. Now, what do you think of the Flyers, man? They fell apart last night.
Yeah, they did. They it just showed you that they're not ready for the playoffs, that they don't even think about the Cup yet. And you think they're going to move on from Wayne Simmons or, get a bag of peanuts for Voracek at some point?
Yeah, I think they are. I think Wayne Simmons is the guy. Supposedly Tampa interested in
him. Tampa is very high on him,
On Wayne Simmons. And I love Wayne Simmons. Like, he is such a throwback player. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll do the mucking and grinding in the corners, stand in front of the net. He'll take shots to his back like John LeClair used to, and he'll fight guys like it's the Broad Street Bullies. Really, he's a combination of, two of my favorite eras in Flyers hockey. Obviously, the Broad Street Bullies, which I enjoyed learning about as I got older. And then John LeClair is my favorite Flyer of all time, and the way he would just park himself in front of the net and take beatings. A lot of that is with Wayne Simmons, but he also has a much more versatile game than a guy like LeClair did.
Yeah, I was seeing, because I heard the Leafs have interest in him, so I like I said, I just hope, he can move on from here. I think the Flyers just need a new era of guys. Maybe make Nolan Patrick at some point your new captain. Get rid of the Al Capitan and get a bag of peanuts for Voracek if you can.
Wait, who do you want to make your captain?
Nolan Patrick. I think he's next. Yeah, I like the kid. I think, your next phase of guys would be him, Travis Konechny, and, maybe Adam Pogolov, but I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, that's interesting, Robert. Thanks for, Pat. It's good talking to you again, buddy.
Yeah, you too, bud.
All right, take it easy. Pat and Amber checking in with us. I don't think that there's a change coming soon with the Flyers' captaincy. I think it is going to stay as Claude Giroux, but I wouldn't go Nolan Patrick if you're going with another captain.
Most overrated thing in all of sports. Hockey captain.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, come on.
I guess it's funny. I know a lot of people do downplay it, but it seems like it matters in the dressing room. For whatever reason.
If it does, really? Shame.
Because they talk every day.
They have a golden jock strap.
Well, they have a golden jock
strap. That's what's going on here.
Yeah, exactly. They do. Yeah, it's beautiful, man. You should see it. Actually, don't see it.
They don't chafe.
they get the extra gold bond in their locker.
Yeah.
That's the guy that talks. And I see a guy in Travis Konechny who I actually think would be a very interesting captain in Philadelphia. Eventually. Not anytime soon, but eventually. It's going to be interesting to see how all that plays out, but I don't think that's on the Flyers' mind right now. We got to tell you that you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WP in Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. 8 o'clock, Adam Schefter will join us, so about an hour from now. 9 o'clock, Scott Larber will join us from Philly.com. He is down in Clearwater right now. 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com. Talking all things Bryce Harper today, and whether or not you feel that the Phillies will be able to acquire number two of the two big fish. Number one is already out of there. And then just chronology, just talking chronologically speaking, not in terms of who I value. One of the two is already gone. 10 years, $300 million, Manny Machado to the San Diego Padres. San Diego Padres are banking on winning a lot later than the Phillies are. $300 million for a player like that right now, when you have the best farm system in baseball, they're looking down the line to win. Impact right now, maybe at the gate in San Diego, but down the line as far as winning. Phillies are trying to win right now. So what do they do to get Bryce Harper? Well, the only thing they can really do at this point is just throw money in the face of Scott Boras, throw money in the face of Bryce Harper, and then hope that Harper does the right thing and takes the money and comes to Philadelphia.
Well, do they realize that, like, look, maybe we're talking about a difference of $25 million here. Is that not worth it for what this, if they miss on him, what it'll do to the fan base and their relation?
Yeah.
Isn't $30 million worth every penny of that alone?
Absolutely.
But that'll never come out, I don't think. Like, I don't think it'll ever come out saying, oh, if we would have spent $30 million more, we would have had... I think it's going to come out. If he signs elsewhere, the Phillies are going to come out and say, we offered more, he just didn't want to play.
Yeah, well, I won't believe you.
Oh, okay.
Well, would you?
I don't know. That, I mean, they said of stupid money, zone. And they just said, hey, there was overvaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Are we a big fish?
Well, that's the question. Would the Yankees have gotten outspent by the San Diego Padres?
No.
Would the Red Sox have?
No.
No.
Are we an upper echelon franchise in Major League Baseball?
Not yet.
We used to be, and it was really fun. I really like that.
Because if they don't get
him, we used to have nice things.
You tell me that you're a small fish in a big pond.
Right. Well, that's the
bottom line.
See, that's the thing, though. Because, like I said earlier, the Giants, the White Sox, I don't think the Nationals, but maybe.
They're lurking.
They could be the other suitors, right?
Yeah.
But when Scott Boras and John Middleton go into a room and start talking about money and maybe Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail and all that, when they start talking about money, they say, okay, well, who else you got? Like, who else is bidding on this, right? Scott Boras can say, well, you know, a couple other teams. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because, John, we both know, this is Scott Boras looking at John Middleton, Jay Middles, he looks at him and goes, do you really want to walk back into Citizens Bank Park after you said stupid money without having spent stupid money? Yeah, go ahead and sign Dallas Keuchel. Go ahead and sign Craig Kimbrell. They're not franchise changers. I got a guy for you who can be in your lineup every day. He's already an MVP. He's already a six-time All-Star, and he's only 26 years old. Pay me.
Yeah, this doesn't happen very often.
No.
Don't drag your feet.
John, we both know. This is Scott Boras talking to Jay Middles. This is Scott Boras talking to John Middleton.
Jay Middles.
This is Scott Boras to John Middleton. You really want to go back into Philadelphia? You want to have opening day without Bryce Harper after you said stupid money? Get ready for everyone to not take you seriously. Get everyone to look at your brazen, your brashness, and say, whatever, John's just talking. It's just talk. Middleton's just talking. All BS. That's what it comes down to. So I saw the number out there, $326 million, so that he's able to get past a guy like Giancarlo Stanton's deal in Major League Baseball, right?
This is 13 years, though, so if you went 10, 330, you win.
Yeah, essentially, but you still want both big numbers? Because I was thinking about that, too. What if they actually end up going 13 years for a guy like Harper? What if they don't? What if 10 years is out of the door? What if they guarantee more years?
Done. Do it. Right. I don't care.
Yeah.
Even if the last 4 years, you have to eat.
Under 39.
Yeah, exactly. 39 years old, still making that kind of money, and probably skills well deteriorated.
Yeah,
right?
don't care. Not my money.
Yeah, fine. You're still going to get 7 great years out of him.
Yeah.
For me, it all comes down to really what John Middleton is going to do here. And if John Middleton gives it the college try, nobody's going to care because all they care about is actually winning. Mm-hmm. And this, in this case, winning Bryce Harper over and making sure he comes here to Philadelphia.
There's no way he can lose this and save face. Right?
Right.
Because like, losing Machado, you could save face if you get Harper, because then to say, well, I couldn't go in 330 on Machado when I'm paying 350 to Harper. And I understand that. Good business decision, great. Right now we're all sour because we don't know if he'll get Harper or not. There's nothing he can say if they don't land Harper that's going to make us feel the way I will feel about Machado should they land Harper.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, we hope to be joined by Brittany Shipp of NBC 10. Of course, she covers all things weather, meteorologists, all that fun stuff for NBC 10. Brittany Shipp is going to try to join us at 7:15 today. So we're going to go a little bit longer in this break so we give you fine people a weather update while you're making your commutes, while you're getting ready for your work day. We're going to try to talk to Brittany Shipp of NBC 10 to give us all things that we need on the weather.
Is she going to make it sexy?
She is a damn professional, Trey Thomas. She is a professional. This is not your little Friday weather report. Where you coach up women.
I was just asking.
No, that's funny. I knew you would. But no, she's going to make it professional. Because she is a talented woman of the weather.
Talking Dopplers.
Once you bring in the Doppler, what is a Doppler anyway? Doppler radar says. Who's this Doppler character?
Jim Cantore gave me like a 10-minute lesson at the Winter Classic.
Love Jim Cantore.
Jim Cantore is a good man.
Let me tell you about this guy, Jamie Lynch over here, okay?
Yeah.
Winter Classic 2010, Boston, okay? Fenway Park was our playground for like 3 days.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was pretty incredible. I went in the monster and there was somebody yelling at me, "Hey, get out of there!" I come out and it was a cop. It was a Boston cop. And I was like, I pooed a little. And he goes, "What are you doing in there?" And like, I was like,
"I work for somebody."
I go, "I'm with the network. I was checking the wires." I don't know what that means. I was just in the monitor. There's no wires. He's
220,
like,
221, whatever it takes.
Yeah, yeah, right. He was like, okay. I was like, but anyway, yeah, Jim Cantore, Jamie was assigned to him just to kind of, you know, be his PA. And they're walking around and like, we meet up for lunch. And Jamie's like, "Dude, Jim Cantore's the man." I'm like, "All right, there, tons of fun." Meanwhile, I was like, "Let me drool over Bob Costas." 610-632-0975.
They're about the same height, those two, Costas and Cantore. Both short men.
Cantore would break Costas in half with a knee. You know,
he's kind of ripped, but he's short.
Yeah, he's short.
Here's the thing that stuck out to me about Jim Cantore from what you told me. Cantore compared himself look-wise to the scene in Star Wars when Darth Vader removes his mask.
Yeah.
He's like, "Look at this. Same person." Thunder snow. What do we have on Twitter poll here, Sam?
This morning we asked, are you confident the Phillies will sign Bryce Harper? We already have just under 3,300 votes. 68% say no.
Getting close, Jane.
Nice. That's not good for anybody. Let's get Robert and Exton up here. Robert, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Good.
Wanted to chime in. First and foremost, I want to say the Phillies had a great offseason, a very, very strong offseason for what they did. I'm starting to gain a little confidence in Klintak, which I did not have as far as that goes. Where I'm disappointed is the way baseball has allowed these two guys to really stall everything and affect the ultimate investment that teams should make in really rounding out their team. And that's a whole other conversation, if you will. But, you know, listening, watching your show yesterday, Mark, I have to agree with Ben Davis. You know, if they would have picked up the pitcher that went down to Washington or gave.
Oh, we lost all our phone lines. Is it snowing yet?
Yeah.
Something happened.
I think there was a, what did you call it? Thunder snow?
Thunder snow?
I think there's some thunder snow out there.
Maybe Jim Cantore was listening and just cut our lines.
I got to make a comment about your show yesterday. I'm out having a little bit of dinner and a beverage, and I look up and there's Ben Davis on your show.
Yes.
What a wonderful head of hair that man has. I mean, there was more oil or whatever in that than my car had sitting in there. Like, that head of hair, and then they go to you. No offense. Bald is beautiful. Love bald. Yeah. But the difference is amazing. Like, who does his hair?
Ben.
I think it's just him.
Ben does his hair.
Hello.
That's amazing. That is an amazing head of hair.
Is that Ben?
Hello.
Is that Ben?
Yeah.
Hello.
When did he do that?
Hello.
In the Phillies game once.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Hello.
Ben, I
couldn't even hear what he was saying. I didn't even care what he was saying. I could not take my eyes off that head of hair.
He is one of my favorite humans.
He's a great guy. I love Ben Davis.
Yeah, in Philadelphia. And I've joked about him with his hair as a bald man before. And we did a bit with it on TV once where I just put on a bucket Ben Davis's hair gel. And we did a running bit with it. But he's just a great dude. I hadn't seen him in a while, and I just look at him and I go, "Well, you haven't worked out in a while." Meanwhile, he's still built like Superman.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
He's got like 9 kids and, you know, whatever.
He was unbuttoning his shirt to put his mic on.
Right.
And he forgot to button the top two buttons. So he had a little open chest thing going on.
Hello.
Showing the white tank top underneath a little bit. He didn't realize it, and I know he's such a proper fella. Mm-hmm. It would bother him if it was on air. So I just let it go. And we get done the segment, and he's like, "Did I have my second button unbuttoned this whole time?" I was like, "You're damn right you did." He's like, "Oh, how ungentlemanly." And I was like, yeah, we just let it fly, brother. Yes. We just let it fly.
All right, showing a little man cleavage. It's okay.
A little bit. But back to, all right, back to John Middleton. Back to Bryce Harper. Back to all this stuff going on in baseball. Because it is just insane, everything that's going on right now. The thing that I know John Middleton wants to avoid is, above all, losing out in free agency. Now, you talk about the big names in sports, right? You talk about Bryce Harper. You talk about Manny Machado. You lost out on one of them already. You don't want to lose the second one. If you're Scott Boras, you know you can now get top dollar for a guy like Bryce Harper, for Bryce Harper. Not like a guy like Bryce Harper, but actually Bryce Harper to get him in here. You do not want to lose out on that. And John Middleton knows if he does, then they are the big losers of free agency. Matt Klentak, I give a lot of credit for credit to. Gene Segura. Great acquisition. Yeah. David Robertson, who negotiated his own deal. All right, good pickup. Wasn't a trade. Right. Good pickup. Bringing in a guy like Andrew McCutchen. Very good. Good pickup. But JT Realmuto, you want to talk about the two trades, Segura and Realmuto? You're talking about two of the best guys, two of the best hitters at their position in the sport. Matt Klentak went out and got you that. For this free agent signing, it feels like it comes down to ownership. More so than anything. That's what's responsible for this. Ownership above all. And as of right now, I mean, I still think that they're going to go out and get Bryce Harper. I think that's going to happen. But I can understand the fan base after the one guy is already gone, mm-hmm. while they're looking at the last piece and going, yeah, it might not happen.
And it's their own fault. It's their own fault. The stupid money's their own fault. The over or exceed valuation yesterday. Like, why would you come out and say that yesterday? Why would you do that when times are so tense around here about trying to get one of these key free agents? Would you come out and say, you know what? Yeah, we backed off. We backed off because that was too much stupid money. I don't know. I have no one to blame but the Phillies if this doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that they actually make this happen. I'm hoping they actually go out there and get Bryce Harper, not just for the fact that it'll make him a better ball club, but let's face it, I think you have an owner that's trying to save some face for himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine Jeffrey Lurie backing down to something like this.
Oh, no.
Sign the check.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the name I invoked earlier, and I almost hate to do it because I love John Middleton so much and I despise this other guy so much, Adam Aaron. Adam Aaron promised the world with Andrew Bynum, and it just came off as if he was trying to sell tickets and hype up the 76ers, and it led to nothing but disappointment, so much so that the guy's running movie theaters now.
Yeah, I wonder if the fan base took what Adam Aaron had to say, like, with a grain of salt, because the guy knew nothing about basketball.
I just remember him saying ticket prices will be dropped, and I'm like, yeah, oh, I could like this guy, this Adam Aaron character. But that's what it comes down to. And every time they look at John Middleton, it'll be met with, whatever, if he comes up empty-handed here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you heard about this, gentleman. There is a storm approaching Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And to give us the absolute latest on this winter storm, to help out everybody that's getting ready for work today, to plan their day, from NBC 10, Brittany Shipp joins us. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Wow. I don't know if I can live up to the hype. That was a great introduction.
Oh, but come on. Come on now, Brittany. You're nothing but the
good
best
start,
for you.
Brittany, good start.
We're doing well. You're on with Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, Mark Farzetta. What's happening?
All right.
Well, let me tell you what's happening. We're basically expecting 2 to 4 inches of snowfall over parts of Philadelphia. If you're closer to some of our suburbs to the north and west, Reading, Lehigh Valley, 3 to 5 inches. And right along the shore, we're expecting 1 to 3 inches. So with this system, we expect to see more widespread snowfall happening over the next couple of hours. So you're still fine to get to work at least through 9 a.m., but it's after 9 a.m. That's when our first alert goes into effect, and that means you want to be really careful on the road. So by 11 a.m., widespread snowfall, this is going to continue for most of our area until we start to see some of the warmer air pumping in, and that's going to switch everything over to more of a wintry mix and eventually rainfall, and that transition starts right around 3:30 this afternoon.
All right, Brittany, I need you to take me inside the mind of you fine weather people, the meteorologist world, right? A circle I am not within. When the weather report comes in and you guys see it, do you run to the store and get the milk and the toast and all that and the eggs before we do? Like, how does it work?
You know, I think it all depends. I'm more of a run and get a bottle of wine. Some people like to get the milk and also the bread. So it all depends. But yes, we track the storm. So we definitely know when it's coming.
So you go get you some wine.
All right, Trey. Damn it.
Brittany,
you don't have to take this. This is ridiculous.
I don't know.
This
get you some wine, sit in front of the fireplace, kind of cool out.
Wait, what was that, Brittany?
I said, this interview took a left turn somewhere. We're going to get it back on track.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Get your Netflix ready. Get your movie playlist ready. And if you can't stay home, that's what we would love, because you're not out there on the roads and all this.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about.
Say that, Brittany. thank you so much for coming on. So we got 2 to 4 inches in the city you're thinking here, 3 to 5 Lehigh Valley. Yep. 1 to 3 down the shore, and yes. First alert comes at 9 o'clock.
And goes until 9 p.m., so be careful today, everyone.
Wait, till 9 p.m. tonight?
Yes, that's when our first alert expires, at 9 p.m., but you'll start to see more of a wintry mix by 3. Heavy rain starts up as well. So the bottom line is just be careful through that whole time zone.
Okay. All right, Brittany Shipp, NBC 10, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate you coming on with us. We hope to talk to you again soon.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you, Brittany.
All right, you as well. Take it easy. What? Trey, damn it.
Trey, damn it.
She's a
disappointed father.
She's trying to help the people.
All Trey heard was wine.
Yes.
Which was extremely helpful. That was good.
Everybody does like wine.
Yes.
Exactly.
It was a Netflix day, man.
Now I'm going to get a call.
What are you talking about?
We got Joe, we got Grant, we got Mark. We got open lines after that. 610-632-0975. Time of the Fanatic, 720.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
My swagger back. Oh, oh.
We hope that John Middleton has his swagger, be able to go out there and get Bryce Harper after Manny Machado signed. Talk about that. A little bit earlier, her phone lines dropped out for whatever reason. So we hope to get back on track as far as that goes. Let's get Grant in Pottstown up here. Grant, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it doing?
Good, bud.
Yeah, I'm not that upset about the Machado thing. I think it seems kind of like, since they had the meeting with him in December and then since they had the meeting with Harper in early January, it seems like Harper's been more the guy they've been targeting.
Yeah, and that's what kind of Klentak got into yesterday. Matt Klentak, when he talked to reporters, said that they kind of had a feeling that the team like the Padres were going to overspend for a guy that they valued at a lower rate, and then they just let him run with it. And now it's been Harper now for, according to Jim Salisbury talking to him yesterday, it seems like maybe a couple of days ago it really just shifted to Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I think from a lineup perspective too, for what they need, I think Harper makes a lot more sense, because they don't have really the good left-handed hitters that have some power. You know, they've got a little bit, you know, but I think he makes more sense. You know, you put him in, say, the 3-hole, you have right-handed power with Hoskins and left-handed power with Harper. I think it makes more sense from a lineup perspective and balancing it out anyway than Machado would have.
It absolutely does. It makes sense from every angle, because you have already gotten better in your outfield with Andrew McCutchen. You've gotten better in your infield by moving Rhys Hoskins in there. You already have a guy who I think will be at least a decent third baseman for you in Michael Franco. You have a good shortstop. Now you get better in the other corner outfield spot. It really solidifies the lineup, and being from the left side of the plate and all that stuff, right side of the plate, it really helps you out.
Yeah, and if people worried about Harper's defense, you could put Machado in right and Harper in left, and then there's like zero burden on him to play, you know, a tougher outfit if you wouldn't mind playing left. McCutchen, Harper.
All right, so Grant, do you think it happens?
I think it does, and I think anybody, you know, I heard people this morning talking about, you know, they think Gabe Kapler's the issue. Obviously, we don't know, but any report I heard that came out from that meeting said he and Harper got along really well and seemed to enjoy each other. Now, who knows if that's true or not, but the only information we've heard is that, you know, he and Kapler had a positive interaction, so
yeah.
I'm not worried about that either. I think it happened.
Yeah, the only thing, thanks for the call, Grant, the only thing that bothers me about that is the camp it came from was the Phillies. Oh, yeah, we had a great interaction. Everything was good between Kapler.
And
I remember the day after they got back from Vegas, I remember coming on here and talking about how, well, yeah, I feel like Gabe would be the guy on, like, The Bachelorette that would be like,
report on my fives.
Oh, yeah. That'd be like he'd do the ISO cam, right? The side totally. Report. And he'd be like, I just feel like we really hit it off. I feel like we just connected. I feel like our souls are one. I feel like this is just going to go in a great direction. And I feel like we're just soulmates. Meanwhile, cuts to the girl, and she's like,
he was nice.
Like, I think that's
good
how
personality.
It goes. Exactly.
Yeah, I see him leaving the room with Bryce, and Bryce looks at his wife, and he goes, that guy's pretty out there, man.
Yeah, probably, hey, man, let's do some squats, man. Just squat.
Yeah, exactly.
No, let's get it.
How many times in his life do you think Gabe Kapler said, could you spot me, bro?
Yeah. I need a spot here.
Or, I'll say this. He's probably volunteered more spots. Like, hey, I got you. Yeah. I'm good. I don't want to just get away from
it. Let me just stand over three. You while you flex.
It's going to be on three.
And that could be a little intimidating for a guy like Bryce Harper. Who knows? Joe in Jackson. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, bud.
Trey, Brittany said wine. You went right into that Barry White voice there. So she's a beautiful kid, too. She really is.
Oh, lovely.
So the guy just touched on one idea. If they did get Harper, I would move him to left because he's I don't even know if he's an average right fielder, but he'll be a very good left fielder. And that would be his position if they did get him for the next 10 years or until you got a DH. And then McCutcheon's a better right fielder than he is, I can tell you that. So, and if they did sub out McCutcheon for Quinn, he's their best outfielder in general. But
yeah, he's got to stay healthy. Yeah, that's what everyone says about Roman Quinn. He's got to stay healthy. He seems to get injured every single year. The guy's got phenomenal speed. He's got great talent, great ability. He just needs to put it all together, and the only way he can do that is he stays on the field. But when it comes to Harper, I feel like he is going to be just the long line of outfielders for the Phillies that give you a hell of a lot more at the plate than they do in the field. The Pat Burrells of the world, the Greg Luzinskis of the world, you know, all those guys, Raul Ibanez, all those types of guys. Bryce Harper will probably be the best of those categories.
You're too young to remember, but the best left fielder fielding-wise we ever had probably was Phil Bradley the one year he played here. He was an outstanding left fielder.
Wow.
But I'm saying, Harper goes to left field. Plantax had such a bad year, up until this year. Everything he's done has been a disaster. So this is his first good year, and I'm like, okay, hopefully he's getting it right. That's what I'm hoping. I actually think Trout opened the door last night on his conversation saying about the Phillies, and he's going to spend stupid money. Somehow, some way, you got to get Trout. I don't know how. There's probably ways of doing it, but that's who I'd go after big time, even this year. If they did get Harper, you have a lot of pieces to trade, a lot. If you put Harper in left and McCutcheon in right, and then all of a sudden you have five or six assets that you could trade for Trout. It seems like he almost said, I want to come home yesterday on that interview.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, guys.
All right, thanks.
And I'm jealous of Davis's hair, too. Oh, my God, when I see it, I'm like,
hello!
Line, that's why.
There you go, Joe. Appreciate it. I'm in the same boat, man. 610-632-0975. As I mentioned earlier, by the way, top of the hour, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Adam Schefter. We got some Nick Foles stuff to get into. What's going to happen with him? Want to see if Adam is still going down the line of the Eagles franchise tag him, because guess what? We're in the window. We're in the franchise tag window for Nick Foles. What could possibly happen?
J2.
Jimmy Kemsky broke it down for us pretty well yesterday, talking about how the transitional tag, not a good idea for the Eagles because it doesn't really give them any power. All it does is give them the right to first refusal. That's it. Franchise tag would really be the only way to go if the Eagles want to get anything in return for a guy like Nick Foles. So we'll talk to Adam Schefter about that coming up in a few minutes. Also, sideline reporter in the NBA, Adam Schefter. Get his thoughts on All-Star Weekend, what he made of that. 610-632-0975. But as I mentioned, there's three positives, reasons to be positive in Philadelphia about getting Bryce Harper. And there are three negatives to absolutely hate the world. What do you want first, Trey? You want to hate the world, or you want to be positive first?
I want to be positive.
You want to be positive first. Yes, all right, here you go. Middleton does not want to lose and won't, I feel, lose the Harper sweepstakes. So that makes you feel positive,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does. It feels good.
You feel like no matter what, he's not going to be outbid.
That's right.
And even if he is going to get outbid.
He just was.
No, that was the right valuation. That was not the right value on a player like Machado.
He got outbid.
It wasn't an evaluation.
No, if it's been out there for the entire time that they've wanted Manny Machado over Bryce Harper, yeah, Bob, I agree with you. Then they got outbid.
That's what scares me.
So I don't think it will be. I don't think it'll be outbid for both these guys. And I think Harper is the overall better player in terms of what he could give you in the coming years. I think he will. He's got better odds to fulfill a 10-year deal, I feel, than a guy like Manny Machado based on the position. The third base, shortstop, whatever Manny Machado ends up playing, that can break you down. I think a guy like who plays in the outfield. Remember, Bryce Harper was a catcher. To keep him going throughout his career, to keep that bat in the majors, they made him into an outfielder for longevity. So you can have more production at the plate from a guy I feel like Bryce Harper than you can from Manny Machado as the career goes on. And this is going to be a long-term deal. I got more faith in Bryce Harper fulfilling more of that deal than I do Manny Machado. Then you look at this. Harper does not want to win, right? Doesn't want to win? That's the MO? Oh, he just wants money? No, I think he actually wants to win. And here in Philadelphia, he can win. And he can win now in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. That's reason number two to be positive. And the other thing is, this is a young team. He can grow with a young team.
Average age, 27 years old if they get him.
Yeah, just the average age of the lineup is just under 28 years old.
Right, 27.2 or something like that. 27.9.
27.9. Corey Simon pointed that out yesterday, NBC Sports Philadelphia. 27.9 years old. A lineup that he can grow with. And you can win with for a long time. Other reasons, though, the negative ones.
Mm-hmm.
Klentak's comment yesterday. This contract, meaning Manny Machado, exceeded our valuation of Manny Machado. Sometimes you have to walk away. $300 million over 10 years. You have to think, was that the Phillies' max? $300 million. So if $300 million is too much, then are they going to spend it on Bryce Harper? Like if that's the budget, are they not willing to go over that?
I know everybody at the time, before Machado signed for 300, everybody was thinking that Bryce Harper was going to be right at that 300 mark.
I was a little surprised that Machado didn't get more than $300 million because I do think that a guy like Bryce Harper is going to get at least 330.
What, now?
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah,
well,
now.
Well, he turned down 300 from the Nationals, Harper did. So you had to assume Harper was going to be more than three, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I always thought it was going to be more. I was surprised Machado was only $300 million. The other part of this is Harper supposedly doesn't like Philadelphia. That's the negative.
It's not the
letter. That's the reason to feel negative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, I don't know if we put too much pressure on our players, if that's the MO around the league. I think it's personally stupid. Jim Salisbury did a great job. I asked him the same question yesterday. I asked him, what if you have a team like Philadelphia that maybe organizationally you don't like, but maybe also city-wise you don't like? So which is it? He couldn't put his finger on it either. Andy Martino, who used to write here in Philadelphia and cover the Phillies for, I believe, the Daily News or the Inquirer. Andy Martino couldn't put his finger on it either. He's with Sportsnet New York now. You don't know why exactly the Philadelphia Phillies might not be a good fit for him in his mind. You don't know that. You can't crawl inside his mind and ask him, unfortunately. At least not right now. But Harper supposedly doesn't like Philadelphia. We don't know why. People will say that we put too much pressure on athletes. You have a city that cares. Maybe he wants to go somewhere else where he can hide a little bit, like Machado can hide in San Diego. But I don't know why that would factor in. But again, Jim Salisbury did a great job of talking about this. Why wouldn't you, as a player, want to play for a city, in a city, that gave you 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, packed the stadium, made it electric every single night? Why wouldn't you want to play in front of that atmosphere, in that atmosphere, amongst those fans?
If you don't like the city, if that's what the issue is, if you don't like it just because you don't like what's going on here, then I don't see that as a negative as a fan base. To me, then, you know what? Good. Because you know what? You're not our type of player anyway.
Right. No,
and it's not going to work for you here anyway. So, you know, good luck. We're going to come kick your ass whenever you come. Or, you know, with the guys that are our type of players.
All right. So we have, so far, the negatives.
Or we'll throw batteries at you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I did think
you
know, of, like,
you pick.
Which one do you want?
I thought of choose your weapon. Yeah. Like, if Bryce Harper doesn't sign here, do you want snowballs? Do you want batteries?
Yeah. Hot dogs? Yeah. I'll throw a hot dog at you. I don't care.
What do you want to throw at the game, basically?
Yeah.
But I didn't want a champion.
But we're not throwing beer.
No, don't waste the beer.
The city doesn't waste beer.
Dollar Dog Night, I'll throw a dozen at him.
I might throw a wine glass. Just kidding, Trey. I'm not going to waste the wine.
Yeah, you can't waste wine.
Not going to waste the nice 19 Crimes red blend.
Yeah.
But all that. So you have Klentak maybe already setting the max deal they were willing to put out there when he answered the question yesterday. So you have Klentak as a negative. You have Klentak's comment as a negative. Harper supposedly not liking Philadelphia as a negative. And then the other thing is just the Giants or the White Sox maybe saying, all right, you know what, we'll go all in as well. If you maybe if you like us just as much, maybe if you like us a little bit more, we'll match whatever deal the Phillies got. Those are the three reasons to believe it won't happen. We gave you the three reasons to believe why it will happen. Those were because I don't think Middleton will lose this. I think he knows what's at stake here. His reputation is at stake. I do believe Harper wants to win. I think he knows he can win here. And then thirdly, I believe he can also win with a young team. And this is a young team that he'll help put over the edge. 610-632-0975. Eddie in South Philly, what's going on, man? Eddie, what's happening, brother? All right, we'll check back with you later. 610-632-0975. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk to Adam Schefter about all things Nick Foles. Also get his take on everything that happened in NBA All-Star Weekend. Time at the Fanatic, 743.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A very money-driven Wednesday here on 97.5 The Fanatic. With Manny Machado's 10-year, $300 million deal going out to the Padres. Best farm system in baseball. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this is the first piece. Maybe this is like the Rams, where they don't have to pay Jared Goff yet. So they just go out and just spend wildly. Like they're not have to pay any of those prospects. Fernando Tatis Jr., for like, you know, 20 more years. So why not just invest now? You're good to go. No problem. The only thing is the Phillies are ready to put a team together to win now.
Yeah.
And they do that with a little guy named Bryce Harper come here hitting bombs. I want to see that put together as fast as possible. We'll talk to Adam Schefter coming up in about 7 minutes. Get all things on Nick Foles. All things Nick Foles related. Right now we got Israel in Elkins Park. What's up, Israel?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I believe that Bryce should come here, and I'm not being biased because we do have the best fans in the world.
Absolutely.
I actually attended All-Star Weekend, and I was talking to Ray Allen from the Heat and the Boston Celtics, and he was like, I had my Eagles sweatshirt on representing. He was like, yeah, you know what, Eagles fans, you got your Philly fans are rough. I said, you guys got to stop with that narrative. Only time we're rough, if you come to our city and you dog it. You don't play, you don't put any work, and you take many nights off. If you come here and play here, there's nobody like Philly fans in the world.
True.
I want opposing players to think we're rough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that mantra. Israel, thanks for the call, man. I want people to have that idea of us. I want us to be an intimidating, I want us to have an intimidating environment in Philadelphia. I absolutely love that. Remember when it came out with the Flyers fans just some years ago about the most intimidating fans in all of hockey? Like, we love that.
Yeah.
We want to be intimidating here. But the funny thing is, and this is what is unique about Philadelphia, because not every city is like this. I do believe Boston has a little bit of this. New York has a little bit of this. But Washington has none of this. We want to be intimidating to our own players. We want them to know if they don't perform well, we're going to be there to kick them in the butt. We want to be there to let them know, hey, you're not doing your job, and we are noticing. This isn't flying under the radar.
Well, I wouldn't call it intimidating to your own players. I think it's a very critical, it's a very honest fan base. And it's not somebody that's going to sit up there, hey, you're the greatest. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Hey, you know, you come in there and, you know, you stink it up, we're going to let you know. The fans are going to let you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I hope that it never changes. Because then now, if a player chooses to come here, that means that he has a little something about him and he's not intimidated and not afraid and will come in and will produce. And if he doesn't produce, then he'll wash out quickly. Because, you know, because here, it ain't going to be all about the money. You know, you'll wash out quick if, you know, if you're not that type of, if you don't have that little grit in you. And then if and when times get hard, you're going to fold anyway.
Yeah, Israel's response to Ray Allen should have been, damn straight we are.
Yes.
Not get rid of that narrative. It should have been damn straight.
Yeah, by the way, Ray Allen, he'll always be a buck to me.
Yeah.
He'll always be a Milwaukee
Jesus
buck.
Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus, man.
Aside from Denzel Washington's son, he'll always be a Milwaukee buck to
one
me.
One of the most underrated sports movies ever.
He got game?
Yeah.
Man, listen.
Okay. Yeah.
You can probably sign Jesus Shuttlesworth to a 10-day deal right now, man. Did you see him there in the, playing in that celebrity game?
Nah, he can still shoot. He'll be able to shoot till the day he dies.
Yeah, pretty much.
You get Jesus Shuttlesworth out there, man. He'll drop a couple threes.
Probably the regional manager, get them together.
Yeah. Probably get shoved around, though. He looked like he lost probably about 100 pounds. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. that was a different kind of sports movie, but it was a good sports movie. Absolutely. Underrated. Yeah, I'd go underrated.
Yeah.
By the way, do you see the story that came out about supposedly Ben Simmons' woman, Kendall Jenner?
Oh, no, I didn't.
What? You didn't say it?
It was the I don't think you missed anything, but it was the definition
of... Did it involve Lace?
Lace? Yeah. No.
Because her sister was in the news yesterday with another NBA star.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson, her and him and Chloe.
Yeah, apparently Kylie's best friend, apparently.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't want to get caught up in that mess. But this is what happened. You know, Ben Simmons, of course, a hero in this town right now, right? Everyone loves Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Has Kendall Jenner come to all these games, and they win most of them, which is nice. But
what's the record, Jamie?
14-3.
Yeah, 14-3 if she wasn't at MSG before the All-Star break.
I don't think she was. 14-2.
No, it could be 15-3 if she was there.
Oh, okay, 15-3.
Yeah. I don't count the Celtics loss because she wasn't courtside.
She was there late.
Yeah, we can't count.
That's all you need to know.
Yes, yes, we can.
But here's what I'll say. New York Post puts out a story yesterday, and it was the definition of clickbait. And the headline of the story was something along the lines of, Kendall Jenner has near accident with high-heeled party goer.
Oh, yeah, I did see this.
Did you read it?
No. It's like somebody almost bumped into her wearing high heels.
Yes, that was a story in the New York Post.
Yeah, I kind of sensed it was something awful.
And you know what happened? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Just
the story was literally a girl almost bumped into Kendall Jenner.
Almost.
Almost bumped into Kendall Jenner while wearing heels at a party. I never felt like I have ever taken the bait faster and harder in anything ever that was clickbait.
Take us now, alien overlords, please.
This is how they're doing it. They're poisoning our minds, basically. That was a story in the New York Post. I was like, well, you got me. And then here's the other thing. I was telling people about it yesterday, and I clicked on it again just to show them the headline. I was like, damn it, they got two clicks from me on this one. They got me.
It's
bait
working.
Bait and switch. I got to tell you that the 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Univest Bank, financial solutions for your business. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.